can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. With Curry and the Keeper. Curry and the Keeper for January 31st, 2024, episode 74. Hello, my queen, prettiest girl I've ever seen.
Oh.
Hi, you made another rhyme.
Hello, my love.
Hello, darling.
Here we are, recording late. It's late.
It is very late for us. It's about, usually we're done around this time.
Oh, yeah, I'm usually posting.
But that doesn't make any difference because we're going to Cheers. Regardless.
You have to be careful because you really smacked the glasses.
Yeah, but I'm doing it for a sound effect.
Yeah, but then it's going to end up all over your beautiful equipment. Over.
Well, yeah, has it happened yet? These are okay. Very sturdy glasses. All right, cheers. Cheers. Okay, here we go. Well, here we go.
Smell it first.
smell the glove.
Look at that color. It is beautiful.
Oh, that does look good. Okay, let's taste it and I'll tell everybody what it is.
A lot of water spots on this glass.
Yeah, that's, yes. Yes, that's the one I
can.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm.
Oh,
wow. What is this? I know it's from. Tell us the story who it's from. You got this today, right?
It's from the Surgeon General and your campaign manager, also known as Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
This is Lange.
They give us so much wine.
They do.
I just love it. They're so thoughtful.
Corta Enricata Enricetta Pelasa. Is this Italian?
Sounds like it.
This is, it's bottled in Napa, California.
Oh.
It's a 2019. Oh, this is an interesting mix. 50% Nebbiolo, 50% Barbera.
Never heard of those.
I've never heard of any of this.
Of those grapes.
There's always a picture in the show notes at curryandthekeeper.com so you can take a look. This is interesting. This is a very, very different taste.
Mm-hmm.
There's no story on it, though. There's no story about what they do or where they come from. You know, they're just product of Italy.
Oh.
So I guess it was bottled. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It is bottled in Italy, imported by the Napa people. Yes, it's from Monta. Italia.
Mm.
Wow.
They have so much wine. And then they get the...
Where do they get it from?
She told me there's a website. I don't know if it's called Last Bottle or Last Call.
It's called winos.com. Like get some more wine for Curry and the Keeper.
Yeah.
You know what we call that? We call that...
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
So TJ sent that in. He's like, I can't believe I haven't sent this jingle yet. It's been way too long.
Oh,
here it is.
Yeah,
it's
so
a little jingle from Sir TJ the Wrathful.
Oh, so that was from the longer one that he did a while ago.
Yeah. So just whenever we need,
so
whenever we need a little,
lovely.
Yeah, lovely day,
lovely.
It's so lovely. Yes, whenever it's lovely, we'll just hit that.
I use that word a lot. I do. It's my word.
Well, that word shows up in the scripture.
Yes, it does.
Where did we read that just the other day?
I don't remember.
Yeah, a couple times I've seen it. It's like, lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely. It's a good word.
Hey, before we get any further, I just want to give a big shout out to Pastor Jimmy. It was his birthday yesterday.
Yes,
happy
indeed.
62nd birthday. He's the oldest of the bunch.
Why do you have to go give his age? That's so mean.
He's the patriarch. He's the oldest of the bunch.
He's the patriarch.
Yes.
Oh, boy. He's got like a whole 3 years on me. Oh, boy.
Yeah. And he's got a few months on me.
Well, you wouldn't know it because we just got back from prayer night, worship night.
Yeah.
Worship and baptism night at Bridge Church.
Really filled my buckets, too. I needed my buckets reloaded.
This has got to be one of the best ones.
Oh, and there was almost 200 people
there.
A lot
of people. And, we didn't even advertise it.
No, we didn't.
You know
we
what?
Didn't.
Hey, aren't you like on the promo team over there? Shouldn't you be sending me stickers and stuff?
Yes, we sent out the newsletter today.
Yeah, but I need a personal, put this on your Insta, put this on your Twitter.
Yeah, well, that's Faith. That's Faith's department to do
all
that stuff.
Okay, all right.
Stuff,
well, I shall take it up with the promotion
But she did.
Department.
They did. They did post it on social media. You're just never on social media. Maybe that's
You know why?
Why?
Because it's evil.
I know. I heard about it in Congress today.
It's evil. It's evil. It's all just evil.
But anyways, so yes, I wanted to wish him a very happy birthday. We're heading out to dinner on Friday, mm-hmm. which I'm really happy about. We got him a really cool gift.
I'm very excited about that. I picked it up today.
You did. You picked it up.
Yeah, I did.
And and they just released another Living Up in a Down World. They're now, fingers crossed, back to weekly. So.
It was, Thank you very much for being the complaint department for living up in a down world.
That's what I wanted to say. I became the complaint department for living up in a down world. Like, where is my podcast?
You, emailing you. I'm emailing. Hey, baby, go get them to do the podcast. What's going on with all that?
I'm the complaint department for Curry and the Keeper. And then all of a sudden, it became the complaint department for living up in a down world.
Yeah.
So I'm I tease.
Well, they just celebrated 50 episodes, which I'm very proud of them. It's fantastic. And it really is. I just love listening to it because when I hear how many people in the church listen to it, how many people within our orbit listen to them, and the email.
Oh no!
lovely.
Yeah, that's what you get.
Oh goodness.
It's just it's an outstanding product. That's what I want to call it, outstanding
and
product.
I said to Nett when she said, we're going to go back to weekly, and I said, you're going to make Adam very happy.
Very happy man. They talked about that on the podcast, that you would complain to her. Hey, not everything I say to you is meant to be passed on one for one.
I wasn't complaining. I said you'd be very happy about that. That's not a complaint. But yes, we were at worship. The prayer night was a night of worship, prayer, and baptism. And I don't know, 10 people got baptized? About 10?
10, and including our friend, your friend, your
our friend.
Our friend, but your...
I adore this woman.
You have brought this woman to the church. You have brought her to Bridge Church. And
she was on her path. I just welcomed her to Bridge Church. And my friend Brandy got baptized tonight. And it was just... so beautiful. It was so, it made me cry. It was so beautiful because I had my hands on her and she was, when she was in the baptismal.
I was crying.
Or the magic bath, as you like to call it.
She got the magic bath, everybody. She's in the club.
The sweetest thing was when Annette turned to me and she said, she's here because of you. And meaning that I was the one that brought her to Bridge Church because I was saying to you in the car on the way home, when you love your church and your church community and Jesus so much, and you just want people to experience it. And I shared it with Brandy, and she showed up, and she comes every Sunday, and she comes with her husband, Chris. And she has friends now. Like, she knows people in the church.
I saw Karen was all over. Yeah, he was like, hey.
And Karen used to sit next to Annette. And then
she got moved over, and she's sitting next to me. And then all of a sudden, she bumped off and she fell off the end of the chairs. And she's like, "I don't care. I come to the early service now. Y'all can sit here all you want." Yeah, no, she's fantastic.
It was nice
she's
that Karen fantastic. Was there too, and Brandy had a friend there. I forget what her name was.
Oh, didn't we meet her at her birthday party as well?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm horrible at these things.
But it was. I just so enjoyed it. And I really needed it. I needed to get my buckets filled.
I think they did 5 or 6 songs.
Yes.
Some real bangers. I mean, good songs.
Yes.
And I know them all. I'm like, hey, I know this song.
Yeah.
Hey, I know this tune.
Yeah.
Oh, Pastor Jeff's going to sing that one. Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
It was great. Pastor Jimmy did a great reading. Who knew that today was a day of prayer and repentance in Washington, D.C.? Because all I saw was social media people being grilled. So that was nice. And he read some stuff. Just great. It was great. And then at the end, after everything was done, Pastor Jimmy called me over and said, and he had this young man, the 18-year-old. He had just gone through boot camp he's a Marine. Mm-hmm. And he's going off to California to do the next level, which is like the level before he deployed. And he said, come pray with me for this boy, for this man, young man. Like,
oh, whoo. I know. I saw you over there praying. Yeah. And I was like, wow. Yeah. And then I saw you praying with Naomi.
And her son. Yeah.
Yeah. And she asked you to pray for her son because she says she keeps getting messages that you're prophetic. I believe that.
Well, Pastor Brian said something, which is there's no coincidences. I was just reading Mark this morning about Jesus saying, I'm not here just in peace. I'm here to bring fire.
Mm-hmm.
And Pastor Brian said, I got a word about you that you are here to bring the fire. I'm like, I was just reading this morning. Oh. There's no coincidences here. It was very special. I'm very energized. I'm probably going to fall asleep like a brick after all
I'm
this.
I'm jealous. I'm stuck.
I know. You didn't have a great night.
You didn't
have a great night.
But we can talk about that later.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you have a list and you're on your path and you're on your program.
You said that you're bringing the list.
I don't know.
List
you, I thought you had a list.
You told me that you had a list.
I have a list.
Okay.
We start with our trip.
Oh, yes.
To our wonderful friends in South Lake,
yes,
Dallas, Vic and Chris.
Yes.
Which was, now this, so Thursday I did, of course we had our show Wednesday night. Thursday I did No Agenda. I took my shower in the morning. Everything was ready to go, packed. You had made sure that Shayna would be here to sit with Phoebe for two nights.
Yes, who Phoebe took advantage of Shayna.
Well, that's what you do.
She took advantage of the babysitter.
She made her walk on, yes, really long walks.
I'm like, you need to yell at her and tell her to come.
Pulled her around, told her, we're going this way.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd say Phoebe and Shayna weigh about the same. So it's like tug of war, you know. Yes. It's like either someone's going to win or the leash is going to break.
We love having Shayna here with Phoebe because it feels easy.
Yeah. It feels good.
Yeah. And Shayna's so easy to be around.
And we drove all but 7 minutes to T-82, Tango 82, Gillespie Regional Airport, where we met Nick.
Yes, where we got in a plane that's the size of a Toyota Tercel.
Yeah, but it's...
Remember the Toyota Tercel?
No, I don't, because I don't fly in Toyota Tercels. I fly in the Cirrus SR22 Turbo G6, baby.
Anybody who saw the picture in the newsletter could see how you were just cozy with Nick up there.
Well, he's like 6 feet tall. He's pretty tall.
And not only that, so we get there, and Nick, this young guy, young flight instructor, goes, oh, I don't have a headset for Tina. I had no headset.
That did
suck.
Do you
know how loud it is?
It's loud without the headset.
It was, and no in-flight service, no bathroom, no headset.
And I was worried because I know that you had your hands on your ears. You were pushing your earbuds
and
in so you could listen.
They hurt my ears.
I'm so, and Nick apologized for that too. It was his mistake.
He should have taken some money off the bill.
He did. He took a whole $25 off the bill.
Oh, jeez.
So, but this was great. We took off at sunset and we flew basically into the night up to
Dallas.
Perot Airport. I'm thinking what airport. Yeah, Perot Airport.
South Lake. Yep. Was it South Lake?
Yeah.
But as we were going up, the moon was big and bright in the sky. And he turned to you and said,
So I haven't flown with this young man before, you know, because Amy Lynn, of course, my former flight instructor, she's been sucked up by the aviation industry. She's gone, of course. He says, wow, look what he has given us tonight to look at.
Yeah.
I'm like, Jesus freak.
Did you say that to him?
Not like that, but I said, that's right, brother.
Are you a disciple of Jesus?
That's didn't have said. To say it. Yeah. We had that. You're like, okay. All right. In the club. And we did talk a little bit about that, but he is a 2-week-old baby.
Yeah. Just young guy.
A delightful young man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy.
While I was in the backseat holding my ears.
And I was like, is she okay? We can go back to Bernie and pick up some headphones. I said, no, I don't think let's just go. It was an hour and 10 minutes maybe.
Yeah.
Pretty short flight.
Well, it took a while to take off.
Yes.
Like that's the thing. So we're sitting there. And I'm thinking, you know, it was just like even coming back. I don't trust your timing at all. You're like, hour there and back. I'm like, add about another hour.
I had I'd forgotten that this is the controlled field. There's military coming in and out. So we really had to wait for all this other stuff to happen. So we were waiting for the airport to give us clearance.
Yeah.
So you're right.
Based on your flight times. I'm going on God's
time. I got it. I'm sorry. Did you enjoy your flight?
I gave up control. I put it in God's hands.
Did you prefer that over 5.5 hours in the car each way?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So
it was fun, but it gets a little, you know,
it's only an hour.
Nobody talked to.
Well, on the way back, you had your headphones on. You just don't want to hear us. You're like, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear what you're doing. I don't want to hear it. That's what you said. You didn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
We have Sirius XM. We could give you the message channel. We could if you wanted.
It was definitely well worth not driving 5 hours to Dallas. So,
thank you. And what a great time we had with Vic and Chris.
Oh, my gosh.
So, of course, the reason we chose this airport is 15 minutes away from the house. Vic picks us up. He attracts us all the way in. So we land. He shows up right at the same time. Hello, hello. We go to their house. Now it's 8 o'clock, I think.
It's a little after 8, yeah.
And the food procession begins.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So, I just want to say, I absolutely adore Chris. I adore her. And, you know, she's a relatively new friend. I met her for the first time when they showed up at our house. We had planned this, of course, for them to stay a couple nights with us.
Well, we had been to their daughter's wedding.
Yeah, but that was the first time I met her. I didn't have a chance to sit down and like, hey. And so every time we get together, there is no shortage of conversation with us. None whatsoever. And she's just, you know, I had referenced in the newsletter about friendships, and both she and I agreed, you know, when a friendship is easy, it has to be easy and it has to be balanced.
Yeah.
Because when it's unbalanced, then it's just not, it's hard, makes it harder. And an unbalanced friendship is when somebody is doing all the talking or asking all the questions.
Right. Well, so I've known Vic for almost 35 years. I've known her almost as long as well.
They've been married for 30 years.
Yeah, but I remember her from the South Jersey. He was in the music business, pivoted into a very successful IT career. And we would just, because, you know, we're kind of like, we pick up where we were the last time or 25 years ago, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And we were just looking at you two and we're like, yep, they're same. They're made of the same chemical composition.
Yes.
It's something about the Jersey, Italian Jersey and the Midwest.
I don't know. Whatever. I love her though. I absolutely love her.
Somehow that worked out really
and
well.
So, I mean, their home is absolutely beautiful. Like, so I said, I want a tour of your house. So she's like, it's a mess. And I'm like, I don't care. You know, her house was not a mess.
Not a mess at all. No.
And so she's showing me and we go to the powder room. She goes, oh my gosh, the lid is up. I go, it was pretty funny.
Really? She listens, right? I know she listens
to the show all the time. She has two grown men. She has her nephew who's living there, going to school there, and then she has her grown son.
Yeah, and she has Vic. Vic, yeah. So she has three grown men.
Yes.
Yeah. And then some other dudes who hang around.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of dudes.
I mean, their house was lovely, and the guest room and the bathroom, I'm taking some tips from her. Her bathroom was like loaded with products.
You know what I like the finishing touch?
What?
That Vic has put USB hubs, charging hubs on each nightstand.
Oh. So
you can plug in all your devices,
you know, that's
like
a
hotel.
Idea. We should get that.
It's kind of cool. I like that idea.
Yeah,
and
we
it's attached to the nightstand. Like, oh, I can just plug all my devices in here. No problem. That was kind of cool.
But their house was so comfortable. I mean, the weather was kind of not great. And so we went to, we'll get back to when we arrived.
Well, first of all, we didn't go to bed until 2 a.m.
that
night. And we were eating it still at 10.
And it was like a meat extravaganza. And then, of course, Vic was so proud of his picanha. He had grilled out some picanha and he had some sausages that he grilled out.
Yeah.
And then he grilled out, what was it, ribeye? What did he grill?
Eye of ribeye.
Everything from Snake River Farms.
Yeah.
Everything was delicious.
Which is grass-fed, grass-finished, but it tasted really good.
Oh, it was really good, though.
Yeah, it was good.
And then, of course, Chris made you double baked potatoes. She was slaving in the kitchen.
She made potatoes for herself, too.
Asparagus wrapped prosciutto.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I was like,
no, I noticed.
Oh, man,
I noticed.
Such a basic cook. You know, she's like Andrea. Andrea's a cook like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the charcuterie board.
But Chris will sit there and go, I'm sorry, didn't really do anything special.
She's like, I know. And I'm like, oh my gosh, the way I cook is not special at all.
It was just a great catch up. And then
at 2 o'clock, no, it was 1 o'clock in the morning. She's like, does anybody want dessert? I go, I bet you Adam wants dessert.
Yep.
And you're like, yeah, I'll take it. So she starts whipping up whipping cream in her KitchenAid.
It was like back in the old days when we were all drug addicts, but we weren't doing drugs. We were just having a good time and then eating at 2 or the 1 in the morning. And
I
it was
know.
Good. It was good.
It was so, I had such a great time.
We slept great and then we got up and then we went for
some
brunch.
Swanky area.
Yeah.
I forget what it's called.
The Rodeo Drive of Dallas
Highlands,
or whatever.
The Highlands. Something like that.
And I know it's a lot of food talk, but then we had this, the Leo omelet. I'd never seen this before. Omelet with a thin layer of, smoked salmon on top with creme fraiche.
Oh, I know.
I'm hungry right now, actually. Can we go get some? Can we go get a little snack? I'm like,
wow. We need to make that.
Oh, that was so good. So good. So good.
And then because it was kind of yucky out, we just went back and you and Vic were back in his office/studio.
Oh, yeah. We were geeking out. We were nerding out.
Chris and I just sat in chairs and just sat and talked and talked and talked and talked and talked. It was so lovely.
And then we went out to Perry's.
Steakhouse.
And yes.
Go ahead.
Well, the thing that I really liked, which you don't get around here, Fredericksburg, very diverse audience. With that, I mean, all kinds of color of people.
Yeah.
And it was noticeable, like, oh, yeah, this is more like America. You know, we're pretty white bread here in Fredericksburg.
Pretty much.
And it was, and the, you know, but also a lot of sports guys, and they had their purple Lambos outside.
Yes.
Outside. Uh-huh. So the whole thing, it was just, it was a fantastic weekend.
We had a really good meal, but at the beginning of the meal, and I love this about Chris and Vic too, is they pray. Pray with us. Mm-hmm. And so you said the prayer at Perry's, and then Vic prayed. Says,
can I just add a little on top? I said, yeah, brother, go for it.
It was, oh my gosh, yeah. made my eyes well up with tears. Because it was at that moment that you realize, gosh, having really good friends is just your heart just bursts, you know?
Yes. So, yeah. Full and bursting.
But the bad thing is, no cake for the carnivore, though.
No,
dessert, and then
now, just so you know, Vic's the one who ordered it. He said, "I'm going to regret this. I'm going to regret because we had been looking at this.
Vic's
this
been
table.
Doing carnivore for what 200 is longer than
almost 300 days, I think.
Longer than Pastor Jimmy and Annette. I think he started right before they did.
And
and he looks great.
He cheats sometimes, but we were looking at this dessert at this table behind us, and it was this huge,
bread pudding
dripping with goodness, and then on top of it, and I would have to say 5x5 block of marshmallow.
Yes.
Now I ate most of it, I'm pretty sure, everybody had some, and then everyone was upset about that but me. I'm like, I feel really good. How do y'all feel?
I just had one little taste, and then it hit Vic. He was like, oh, I shouldn't have eaten that. And I'm like, no cake for the carnivore.
No joy, no cake.
But we had some interesting conversations though when we got back, and we were sitting there talking. We were talking about the toilet paper. We started talking about we started talking about habits.
Well, here's what I noticed. Adam and Chris on the same page with most of these things. Toilet paper over the top, of course. She said, of course. Is there any other way? I said, no, Chris.
I'm like,
With a little point.
Whoever thought about that? Like, for the first 52 years of my life, until I started dating you, where you corrected me about putting the lid down and making sure the toilet paper is the right way, I never even thought about it.
Well, I got an article from one of our Vineyard Nation.
Vineyard Nation!
Cork soakers. From USA Today, headline, do you flush with the lid open or closed? When it comes to germs, it might not matter.
Oh.
I know. And
that
so
goes against what you and John talked about years ago.
Scientists, this is now we're at the level of science, the same people who brought you global warming, have weighed in with their own woeful conclusion. Neither is a solution to stopping the spread of dangerous germs.
Oh.
Apparently, enough micro germs slip out under the lid that it doesn't seem to make that much difference. I would like to point out that this is not just about germs. This is also about aesthetics of the home. and fairness in effort. So there's never an issue where anybody forgets to put up or put down.
Oh, okay.
That's what it's about.
But we were talking about the toilet paper.
Sloppy scientists. Yes.
Yeah, we were talking about the toilet paper,
the quality, multiple ply.
Yeah, over and under.
By the way, kids, this is what happens when you're near 60. These are the things that are important to you.
And then you're like, Miss Indiana over here with the lotion bottle. Do you remember all that? You're
yes,
like,
I do.
Oh, we have to get the last drip out of the lotion bottle.
You have to unscrew it, stir that stick around there. And I'll just say it again. I have no idea why they don't make the suction stick long enough. It's just not long enough. It should go almost all the way down to the bottom and maybe have a little hook in it or something.
We need a little spoon. I need to invent a little spoon.
I think this exists.
You know what? I could just cut the bottom.
Indiana utensils. Oh, no, just cut it. There you go. Cut it and just leave it open like that so we can just dip our hands in. You know how I used to cut a liquid soap bottle so you'd have a scoop for the stuff?
Yeah. That's a good idea.
So just cut the bottom and leave it open there.
Yeah,
just,
that's a good idea.
No, it's not. It's horrible. It's a stupid idea. Let's just get new cream.
I know, but there's always some left at the bottom and you have to like scoop it out. Just like the soap. You gotta use your soap to the last piece.
Do you want to get me started on the soap?
Anyway, we had a funny conversation about that and about how different we are with respect to that.
No, Adam and Chris are not different at all. We're on the same team.
Yeah.
Yeah. You and me.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It's all right. I've given in. I love it. I love swirling that thing around.
So, yeah. So that was, we had such a lovely time, like I said, hanging with them. And Chris is adorable. Mm-hmm. And I hope that she comes up here. She wants to get a hat from Brandy. So I hope that they come up here so that I can take her over
Does
there.
Does Brandy do men's hats or only of women's course, hats?
Yeah, for sure.
You think I should have a hat?
No. I don't think you have the right head.
What? What's wrong with my head?
You don't have cowboy head. No, I don't know. We just have to see how it looks. What are you doing over there?
I'm just checking my calendar to see what else I have to talk about on my list.
Oh, okay. So then we were flying back and I rushed back and went to the baby shower. It was Mary
Well, first of all, you're like, I'm late. I'm not trusting you.
That's why. And then Karen says to me, it's trusting God's time. And I'm like, yes. And
I opened up my prayer book and read scripture. Thank you, Karen.
Yes. I read scripture and I calmed myself down because you know how I am about being late. I don't like being late.
I was all jacked in the front. I'm like, can we make it go faster? Can we make it go a little faster? Just a little. And of course, air traffic control is like, yeah, why don't you go west for a little bit and we'll turn you south in a moment. Some other stuff going on. And Nick and I are just like, can you believe that? Is it on the day when we actually need to hurry up a little bit? No.
Calmed down. I pulled out my prayer book. Okay. I calmed down. All right.
Did you enjoy the cup holders in the back?
I didn't even see cup holders. There were no cup holders. Yes,
there certainly are. There's cup holders in the back.
That was a new plane, though.
It had 50 hours on it. It had that brand new plane smell.
It did.
That was really nice.
So, yeah, so I rushed back. And so I had to, because I had to go to Marielle's baby shower. And so I rushed, changed, grabbed the baby gift, grabbed the wine, out the door. I was like, there was nobody there when I
There was
home.
No one there when you... No, seriously.
There was a few
you
people.
Were one of the first? You're kidding
hardly
me.
Hardly any of the
You're
guests.
You're kidding me. You didn't tell me this part. Hardly any of the guests were there.
And Debbie was laughing. She's like, Tina thought she was late and she got there and nobody was even there yet. It was funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because of this, I didn't even land the plane. I'm like...
you didn't?
Nick, do a short final. You just landed. Let's go. Because otherwise, you know... I'm a safe pilot. You know, I'm not like flying every single day. So like, let's just, if we turn now, you can land it here. Otherwise it would add another 5 minutes to my turn to land the plane to line it up nicely. I said, bro, just you land. Okay. I gave up my landing for you.
Oh,
yeah, for an extra 5 minutes.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's all right.
I thought I had to be there early to help set up.
Was it a nice baby shower?
It was really nice.
When is Roman due? When
we
is this
do
kid
March
coming?
March 1st.
All right. I'm ready. I'm ready for this kid to show up. Yeah.
It was really nice.
Should we buy a gift in advance?
I already did that.
But
yeah.
when the baby arrives, don't you give another gift?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. We'll bring him something. Yeah.
Like my favorite gift, which I'm never allowed to give.
The Tiffany rattle.
I love the Tiffany rattle.
Which is such a waste.
It's a beautiful.
Nobody uses the Tiffany rattle.
It's for the parents. It's something you remember.
It's a collector. Okay. That's all it is. All right.
I just remember getting one when my daughter was born, and I love that
gift. And
where
is it?
Well, it's not with me.
Yes.
I know where it is. It's not with me.
And it's probably not with Christina either.
No, it's not. That's what I'm saying. It's not for the child. It's for the parents.
Yeah, but it's...
Okay.
It's silly.
Okay.
That's silly.
All right.
No, but it was nice. It was a really nice shower. So I teased in the newsletter about how we are not united. Okay.
Yeah,
this is a problem.
And I'm like, okay,
this is
what's going to happen now? What am I going
to? We might have to go into therapy over this. Okay, if we had children, this would be a real, real problem. Okay, so Thursday? No, I'm sorry, Monday.
What have I done wrong now? Oh, woe is me.
Was it Monday? Lot of activity. I can't remember what day it was. But Phoebe, we were trying to reprimand Phoebe. How much did we spend on this training? I don't even want to know. So I'm trying to get her to go on her place and I'm yelling at her. place, get on your place, get on your place. And she runs away from me and I grab her by her collar. I'm trying to put her on her place. And she goes into her bed. And I'm like, she needs to get on her place. And you're like, no, it's okay. Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember this.
And I'm like, I'm looking at you like, are you kidding me? Like, she should listen to the command. And so you are the dad that lets the kid get away with stuff.
Can I?
That's quite the departure from how you see Christina.
Can I say one thing?
Yes.
You don't do the command right.
Oh.
No, you don't. You say all these other words, and it's just one word.
You still let her get away with it.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. What was going on at the time? There was a lot of commotion. There was someone coming. Was it someone coming inside? Was it the window washer?
No.
It was the window washer and the cleaning crew at the same time. And you were yelling, whereas all you have to do is just say sternly, she's over there, so I don't want to say it. You use the PLACE word. And there was, I made an executive decision to just let it go because she was quiet and she was sitting here and I'm like, okay, close the door. I'll sit with her. You are right.
Thank you.
But I made an executive decision as head of house.
Wrong. Wrong decision. That was wrong.
Okay.
You let her get away with it.
Okay.
It was like if we had children and the kid came in late and I was angry and you were like, it's okay. Same thing. It's the same thing. We have to be a united front.
You are correct.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anything else? Do you still love me? Am I a good husband?
Yes. I'm checking my list.
That took too long. That was an actual happening. You're like, let me. Yes. I'm sorry.
I'm looking at my notes.
Yes.
No, but you do. You let her get away with a lot. You do.
I do.
And it's quite the departure from when you were raising Christina.
Because it turns out they all turn out crappy in their teenage years anyway. It doesn't make any difference. But you are right. I will do better.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I will do better. Anything else?
No.
Okay.
Okay. What you got on your list?
I have a couple things. Okay. First of all, I wanted to thank our OG Salmon Yay.
Oh,
good old Michael.
Michael and his lovely wife, Amy. Amy Lynn is her name.
Is her name Amy?
I go, just like Adam's young spry flight instructor.
And right away you get that face and you start shaking your head and your shoulders. And it's like, you met Amy Lynn. She could be my granddaughter almost.
True.
My goodness. Because what showed up a week ago is... I open the door, I go out with Phoebe, and there's this very small box, and I pick it up, and it's rattling. And the first thing I think is this a box of nails? At the same time, you're inside saying, is it a bomb? And I'm like, oh. It's like, and
I shouldn't be
shaking this thing, you know? It's like, and I'm like, does this feel like shrapnel? Like, it was heavy, it was like, really heavy. And like, oh, and I look at the box, oh, it's the cartridges for the Coravin, which Salmon Yeh, Michael gave
OG Salmon Yeh.
OG Salmon Yeh. And then you say, how many did you order? Because I know I had ordered some, but I couldn't remember. You know, when I order stuff on Amazon, it's either 5 feet wide, which is, didn't look like the picture, or it's too much, or of course, like the infamous salt boxes, the kosher
the
salt.
The case of salt.
I had five, 10 kilo boxes of salt.
Yes. That you gave away as Christmas gifts.
As Christmas gifts, yes. And then he sent a note. He said, hi, Adam. Just wanted you to know, when I heard the death gurgle of a Coravin capsule, which you heard on the show, I knew it was the Holy Spirit telling me to jump to action. Unfortunately, I was traveling at the time without access to my personal stash. So I tried the next best thing, attempting a drop ship from Coravin. I received confirmation of delivery with the attack. He sent me a photo
that they sent it.
That all being said, I wanted to check to see you actually received them. After all, a great glass of wine a day keeps the enemy away. Thank you. Yes. I agree. Stay blessed. Your OG Salmon Yeh Mike. And then it all came together. I think I ordered like a box of six. But that was a while ago.
It was a box of three you ordered.
Three.
Yes.
And he, what did he order, like 48 or something?
I think he sent us quite a few.
So I'll call that an executive producership. Oh. I'm going to give him executive producer for this episode.
Yeah, because you love that device.
I really.
Well, you actually bought one for Vic.
I did. One. Yes, mm-hmm. for his, because they always show up with gifts and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's great now because you're not really drinking. I mean, you drink just a little bit. Mm-hmm. And have you noticed? I'm really only, except for today, really only one glass of wine.
Really?
Yeah. I'm down to like one. Yeah.
No, you aren't.
Yes. Yeah. Except, not at Vic's house. Oh. We went a little nuts there. Yeah. It's really been one.
Yeah.
With maybe a spritz refill. Don't give me that face. You know what? I'm going to have some more right now. Just because you made that. There we go. Have some extra. Just to spite you. How's your wine over there? Your 1 ounce.
It's done.
I don't even know why we call it Vineyard Nation. It's called. It's more like Vin Nation.
Vineyard Nation.
Vin Nation. Got one other email, which was from Jim Martin, and he had a separate question, but what he said in this note, I just wanted to share. Adam, I know you've researched hearing aids. I'm wondering what brand you ended up buying. A lot of people ask me this question. Thanks for No Agenda and Curry and the Keeper. Your journey with the Lord has me reevaluating my priorities in life. Best regards, Jim. Isn't that beautiful?
Jim, it really makes a difference. Changes the way you look at things. Makes such a difference.
It does.
It really does.
So we have a crazy couple of weeks coming up, if I'm not mistaken. Don't we have a lot of people coming? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sorry. Don't you have a lot of people coming in?
Yes, I do.
tell me what's happening. Because these are people blast from the past.
Well, no. This weekend, Ashley Slater's coming into town. Oh, that's right.
And we're with her husband?
Yes. And we're going out to dinner.
With her kids or just her husband?
Just she and her husband. Mm-hmm. And they're celebrating her 40th. Birthday. I think she's going to be 40. She's young.
But does she email you regularly?
Instagram.
Oh, because she emails me all the time about questions about scripture and Bible.
Yeah, she's
and,
connected with, interesting. She hears from David Wicker all the time. And also.
Really? I never hear from David Wicker.
And Karen, your campaign manager.
Also now hears from David Wicker?
No.
Sir, by his grace, you are a force to be reckoned with, my brother. You are a force to be reckoned with. I love your emails.
Karen ordered journals for her stepdaughters from Ashley. Yes. So Ashley's coming in on Saturday. So I'm going to meet her early and then we're going to dinner with them. Okay. And then next Thursday, my friend Tim and sweet darling Peggy.
Now, these are people who go back to your OG Chicago days. You got to get a little background on them. They're coming in when? Thursday?
They're coming in Thursday. I met them.
And are they staying through? How long are they staying?
Just through Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Now, I know Peggy.
Yes. Tim was at our wedding.
Yes.
Tim was dancing with Lynn, remember?
Tim is an outstanding dancer.
Yes.
I was like, could you twirl me around for a little bit, Tim? I'm kind of digging what you're doing there.
And oh my gosh, I've known them 35 years, late 80s. I worked at the bank, and the three of us, we would just always get together and go to dinner, and we just have this bond. And
what did they do at the bank? We know that you were basically the automated teller lady.
I was touch-tone teller. Press one for checking, press two for savings.
For three, a credit card. Who would ever use one of those?
For a certificate of deposit.
Yes.
And I remember I did a campaign when CDs were 8%.
Wow.
8%. Yes. It was called a stepped.
No penalty for early withdrawal the first time.
Yeah.
It's like you can withdraw once a month and after that you get penalized.
Tim was in private banking. Mm. He was in private banking, which you probably had a private banker, I'm sure. And Peggy.
Back when I had private money.
Yeah. And Peggy was the trainer. She worked in the HR department. She did all the training in the bank.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Yeah, which leads her, you know, what she does now, where she goes and she does executive level training.
But you guys have a tradition, or you had a tradition for at least many years, I believe, with Christmas ornaments.
Yes, we would send each other Christmas ornaments. And I lost all mine in the divorce. My ex wouldn't give them to me.
But
I had
sorry I brought this up.
Years. You keep bringing up bad stories.
No, I don't. What are you talking about?
Oh, my first vacation. With my family.
Oh, I'm never going to live this one down, am I? I'm sorry.
No. So they're coming in on Thursday, and then Friday night we have dinner reservations to go out with Pastor Jimmy and Annette and Tim and Peggy. Me
oh,
and you.
That'll be fun.
So we're going to Cabernet Grill, and then Saturday we are going to Augusta Vin for wine tasting, which I probably won't be able to partake in it.
You can have a lick.
I can.
Why don't you bring a little medicine dropper?
Yes.
Just and then, drip some on your tongue of each
one.
And
then, then Saturday night we'll just probably do dinner here, and then they head home on Sunday. So
I'm looking forward to that.
Yes.
I'm looking forward
and
to
Tim,
that.
Oh, I absolutely adore Tim, and you know I adore Peggy.
Now, didn't you see him in Chicago last time you were there? You had lunch with him. You had a long lunch with him.
January. Yeah, it was a year ago.
That's so nice. That's so nice.
Yeah. So
I'm happy. I'm very happy.
So on the heels of that, so they leave on Sunday, then that Sunday.
But wait, there's more.
There's more. I drive to Austin to go get Ellen.
Ellen's
coming out for, she's coming out. She'll be in Texas for a week. She's actually flying in.
I'm glad she's taking us up on that because we said, come on out.
Yeah.
Come out and hang out. Yeah.
So she's coming out. She'll be in Austin for a couple nights and I'm going to go get her. And then she'll be here Sunday through Thursday. And then she's taking my car and she's going camping. So.
Did she get her?
That was the requirement. She needs her Garmin SOS. I said, the only way you can take my car is if you have a Garmin SOS, because if you're hiking by yourself, you need to be protected. I mean, I said, Ellen, if you fall down and break your wrist or your leg.
She goes on these hikes all by herself, camping all the time.
Yes.
Doesn't she?
Yes.
I mean, it's commendable.
Yes.
But, oh, man.
I know.
My camping days are over, babe. How about you?
I go, unless we're glamping, unless I'm glamping.
Even that, I don't know.
I mean, that was like in Utah. I did that.
Yeah.
It was not bad. No, I liked it.
Yes, I prefer a pool sidebar.
Yes.
And a beach chair and a Irish coffee in the morning.
Yes.
That's my idea of glamping.
I know.
Yes.
I know. So last night, big night in Gillespie County.
Yes. Now I was.
You had an interview last night.
Ah, yeah. I'll talk about.
I
that
went
in
to
a
the
moment.
Sheriff debate. There were three.
I love that you did
men,
this. So we have the
three very unhealthy looking men. Have, I might add.
Well, that's what the sheriff always looks like. And the sheriff
unhealthy.
Always overweight.
Oh
and,
my gosh,
boss hog.
They look like diabetes candidates.
Okay, everybody. This is Tina Curry. she's here in Fred.
They were.
If you, you want to, don't worry about protecting us. You know, we don't need a sheriff. Please.
No.
So Jim, I forget his name. He's our current sheriff.
Buddy. Buddy Mills is our
sheriff. Oh, Buddy Mills. Why did I think Jim?
I don't know. Yeah.
Buddy Mills, and then there's two other candidates. And this is an important deal because the police department doesn't actually serve us.
No.
Because we're unincorporated.
Yeah.
So the sheriff is our guy.
Yes. So I couldn't help but... You know, I'm sitting, it was at this place called Yeehaw Ranch.
Is this like Porky's Revenge?
No, it's like Star Hollow and Gilmore Girls.
Because when I drive by Yeehaw, it all has all those neon lights outside. You know that movie Porky's Revenge?
Yes, yeah.
It kind of reminds me of that, but it's not. It's Star Hollow. Okay.
I'm sitting there, I'm like, this is like Star Hollow. Like, remember how they used to get together in kind of that barn?
For the town meeting.
Yeah,
the
they'd all meeting. Get up in front of the crowd. It was really bad. It was packed in there.
Yeah.
So, and they, it was interesting to just kind of see who the three candidates are. Mm-hmm. But people got to ask their own questions. They put them in a glass bowl and they pulled the questions out and
Lotto ticket. Like
they just pulled them out and asked the questions. And some of the questions were not really very hard hitting. You know, they were. Mm-hmm. It was very easy for them to answer to, you know, and appeal to the crowd. Like I said in my with my prayer warrior girlfriends today, I said if it was me, I would have asked a question like, where did you stand on X and why and would you stay the same today?
What do you mean on like it?
Like with the mandates or with the, where did you stand when that happened and why and what would you change with what you know now?
Well, let me guess, there are a lot of questions about immigration.
I only stayed for it was 3 hours.
You were gone for 2 hours.
It was from 6 to 9. Wow. I'm like, I'm not staying till 9. But it was, you know, it's kind of cool to kind of just be there and
be a part of it.
Yeah, be a part of it. So.
Well, I was here.
Yes.
And I want to share something.
Oh.
Yes, because I was doing an interview. I was being interviewed by a guy named Jimmy V. Mm-hmm. He is a Korean the Keeper Vineyard Nation cork soaker. He's a long time.
He is? He's a cork soaker?
He says, say hi to the keeper, eh? He's from Canada. Oh, he's a trucker. Oh. So he drives thousands and thousands of miles and listens to podcasts. So he's been a long time No Agenda listener. And he is also a musician, kind of a blues, bluesy rock. And good stuff. I've played several on Booster Grand Ball. And so we had an hour and a half long conversation. There was some stuff that he wanted to talk about, but he's more of a force in the value for value music than you might actually realize. I mean, he's in the community and he's onboarding people and he's getting people in. And he sent me a song that he had not yet put on Value for Value. And he put it up this morning because I said, I would love to play. It's short. It's 2.5 minutes.
You're going
to
play the whole thing now?
Yes. And I'm going to play it because this song came to him in a dream. You will recognize the lyrics because the lyrics were written about 2000 years ago. I think a guy named Matthew wrote them down. And I want to play this because, and I'm not going to do his story justice about how this came to him in the dream, but the name of the song is For Those Without a Prayer. And you'll be able to sing along. Jimmy V. So it only takes 21 seconds to recite the whole prayer, but we've been doing it so many times in church as the model prayer. I just love that he had recorded this.
Oh, that is so cool.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, I really like that. Wow. Did he sent that to you today?
Yeah, he put it up on Value for Value.
Oh, yeah. I like the background singers too.
Yeah, pretty good, right?
I'd say.
Yeah. Hey! Oh,
that was really sweet. Nice.
And if anyone is sending sats or boosting, they go right to Jimmy V.
Oh.
Yeah, we made that work, that wallet switching stuff.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool that way.
Very cool, Dave.
Dude, would you like to thank some cork soakers?
You want to do the God Shot first?
Ooh, God Shot is always fun.
It's time for Tina's God Shot.
Since we're in our God mode.
Yes. Jesus freak mode. That's
right. Yeah, totally. Hello, Jesus freak number one here. Hello.
So I do these daily devotionals now with Karen every day. And it's a plan. It's a plan on the YouVersion
Bible app.
Mm-hmm. And so Monday So everybody, I'm so sick of talking about this, but this health journey of mine has been, it's been a roller coaster, and I keep getting messages and I keep, you know, succumbing to my fleshly behaviors, and I keep worrying, and I take my eyes off of God. And so Monday was hard for me because one of the programs that I sought to like help me sort the health issues out, I realized was not the answer for me. A completely different philosophy from what I wanted to do. And I got into a tizzy about it, and I could not stop my brain from swirling that I was upset about it, and I didn't know where to go about it. And I completely forgot about God's greatness. You know, I in my flesh, I didn't think about His power. And so the devotional that day was Psalm 68, verse 1, which is, "May God arise, may His enemies be scattered, may His foes flee before Him." And it was a reminder that the bigger I make Him, the smaller my problems become, and the more my faith will rise in my heart. And I have to remember that. I have to remember that He is way bigger than these little problems that I have, you know, that seem insurmountable to me. And I have a new motto, so that I'm letting God arise to work on my behalf. My new motto is, you ready?
Yep.
Turn worry into worship time.
Ooh, I love that.
I got that from the devotional. I didn't come up with it myself.
Come on, man. I thought it was good there.
Well,
but
God knows. I'm not going to take credit for that.
Well, for can you add but a single cubit to your stature by worrying?
Yes.
Or tomorrow.
Oh, is that the new key? Is that the...
The scripture. It's like a cubit is like an whatever. Yes. Whatever.
But that's not the scripture, though, is it? Is it a cubit?
Yeah.
Don't worry about something.
In the new king. Well, the other one is don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow has enough to worry for itself. Yeah. I have to remind myself of these. And I had, not to usurp your God shot, but I had to really ask the Lord, please, why do I procrastinate on the year-end tax admin? I mean, I do bit by bit.
Did he answer
by
you?
Bit. He said, yeah. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Do it. I said,
and the chores
about...
around the house, too.
What? Chores around. Hey, I did my chores. Did you check the water softener?
Oh, I was
it's
just
in
going
there.
To.
Yeah. Oh, you were. You got to check up on me. Yeah. I got two new bags. Everything's rocking and rolling, baby. Yeah. And then I think Tuesday you got some new answers.
Yes.
So
I did.
We'll
and then
get there.
I should heed your advice and just stop listening to so many different people. And I think I went to bed with heaviness on my heart, and I didn't give it to God. I went to bed with heaviness
and
woke up
at
2:30 in the morning,
yeah,
and I was up till probably 4:30. But I did watch the Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen biography. I did. They were a powerhouse.
Wait, you watched it on TV?
Yeah, I turned the TV on. And I watched TV for an hour.
Those girls, I mean, I'm sure your girls watch them.
Oh, I bought my girls their clothes. They're clothes. They have a clothing line at Walmart.
I think I had every single video cassette that they came out with. Every single one.
They worked those girls to the bone, man.
No, I think they were into it.
They did a lot. They're 38. They're going to be 38 this year.
And
they're recluses now.
Like, I know. They're
they're like
Howard Hughes sisters now. I know. It's kind of weird that way.
But yeah, so 2:30 in the morning, I'm watching this Mary-Kate and Ashley. I'm like, wow.
Okay.
Wow. They really, I know. So it was a rough night. And I think because what I should have done is I should have opened my Bible and just relied on scripture. That's what I should have done. But I did catch the shark. The shark got caught in my...
I saw that it got a notification. It's like something is stuck in my bumper.
It was stuck underneath the mirror in my room.
Oh, really?
Like it has that lip.
Oh, okay.
It was stuck there because I'm sitting there. I'm
wide
awake.
The shark is the Steve McLean. That's the vacuum cleaner
that
sucks up all of Phoebe's hair.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Anyway, so yeah, so I was up in the middle of the night and I hear it like, I'm like, what is going on? And I went in there and I'm looking for it. I'm getting on my hands and knees, 3 o'clock in the morning, mind you, wide awake. And I see it in the corner. It was stuck in the corner.
When you get up, I wake up and then
you didn't wake up at all.
I woke up when you closed the door.
Oh.
And then
you're like, I went back to sleep.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think, darling. It's exactly how I think all the time. Oh, I'm glad I have the whole bed to myself. That's how I think. Yeah. And I woke up at 5:05. I'm like, she's not back. So this is not good. And then you came back in.
You go, are you okay? I go, no.
And then I went like, oop.
I go, no, I've been up since 2:30. And then I fell asleep. I finally fell asleep on the couch. And I almost fell off the couch. Yes.
Well, I just say more and more every single day. I am so negative on what the internet brings, not in general, because there's a lot of good uses for it. Witness the podcast.
Yeah.
But social media, anything that has an algorithm in it, it's just not good.
I know.
And it's getting worse. And I don't, and sometimes I like, am I just becoming an old cranky dude? Or, I mean, it seems like it's out of control and things are just broken and people are lost.
And people have no filters at all.
Well,
none. They don't care. They're just so brave behind their keyboards, you know? It's just, anyway.
It's just not good. I love your sunlight before blue light. I always try to not even look at my phone. I mean, I'll look at the YouVersion app the first thing just to get the devotional. I read for an hour and a half today when you were still sleeping. Mm. And then I went out with Phoebe for a long walk. And all that time, I'm like, just no. I cannot start my day with that stuff. I cannot.
No, I don't blame you. But yes, so my whole thing is, the bigger I make him, the smaller my problems become.
Yes.
And I just have to remember that.
And what was it? What were the two W's you had?
Turn worry into worship time.
Turn worry up into worship time.
Worry into worship time. Yeah.
I love it.
Okay.
Gotcha. I mean, cork soakers?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Now it's time. How long have you done the show? From
Nicole, I've been a disc jockey for 45 years. Yes. I'm very good at it.
You would never know. We got to hear from those
cork soakers now. What did you say?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the cold. Well, it's going to be a very short segment because this is the time of year when there's not a lot of cork to be soaked.
Inflation.
We have, to be exact, 4 donations.
Oh, man.
4, but they are all with love and appreciated.
And yes, we appreciate it.
And this is value for value, so we give you the value.
Shoot,
up front.
I was going to ask for a raise.
Oh, no, you can have a raise in Satoshis. go to currythekeeper.com. We have a donate page. We explain everything. We absolutely adore getting stuff in the P.O. box. Nothing for the I got a lot of stuff for me today.
Am
I boring you? Or?
No, it's late. Okay, it's 10 o'clock. It's bedtime.
We're going to kick it off with our top producer, who will be an executive along with our OG Samonier, with 111,111 Satoshis. Oh, yes. It's the row of sticks, Craig Weinberg.
Oh, Craig. And you know what? Craig does all of our artwork.
All of our art.
Yes.
I mean.
And he came out and he did the photo shoot with us. And he's just, he and his lovely wife, Sarah, and their son. We met Calvin, but we haven't met the rest of them.
Well, he says, happy show day. It's been a while since my last Spinal Tap top-up. Oh. That's right. I almost forgot. This is a spinal... Where's my spine? Oh, here we go.
These go to 11.
I haven't done that in a while. Yes. The spinal... This
Why
is
don't
the
you
one.
Just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder? These go to 11.
He says it's due. It's time. Calvin and I fly on Sunday to go and be the hands and feet of Jesus to the people of Uganda.
No.
Which I lived in Uganda. I don't know if Craig knows that, but I lived in Uganda in Kampala. I was very young. Remember very little of it, but some.
And you ate the cookies and that's what rotted your teeth.
That's right. And my sister Tiffany was born there. Middle name Nankia.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which is
Tiffany Nankia?
Swahili name. Nankia. Nankia.
Nankia.
She despised that name growing up. Said, why did you call me Nankia? I like it. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for the prayers and support from Vineyard Nation. I'm going to try to keep updating my Insta page. If anyone's interested in our journey, it's at VP Studio, Victor Papa, VP Studio. We'll try to KTLD on our travels. Oh. Yeah, I'm sure you
do
will.
Do they have lids in Uganda?
Keep the lid down. I think, well, I don't know if they're going to be out in the bush. I don't know. Just it's a leaf.
They just have holes.
He's got a leaf.
Just dirt holes.
13,333, some magic numbers there from Sir Brian with an I.
Hello, Brian.
Who says, one time I parked in the employee lot at the Austin airport to catch a flight to a no agenda meetup. I returned to a warning sticker on my window. I peeled it off but couldn't remove the adhesive, so I bought this product called Goo Gone. However, for my whole life, my family called it Gooby Gone.
Oh.
So, Tina, you are correct on paper, but Adam is still the winner in my book.
Oh, brother, he's sucking up to you.
Oh, it gets better. I'll be with you. I'm with you, brother. It's Gooby Gone for life.
Oh, geez.
In the evening, y'all.
In the evening!
My eyes hurt from rolling.
And then we have 1,000 sats from Pastor Combsy, who says, in the evening, checking in, been busy with year-end financials and 2024 budgets for the church, finally coming out of the cave. Brother, I hear you on that. Been carnivore for all of January, ooh, down 15 pounds so far.
Nice.
Thanks for the inspiration. Blessings to you both with a big smiley emoji.
Hey,
thank you very much,
Pastor Combsy. I'm going to be trying to make some meat cookies.
Yeah.
Meat cookies. Those two words do not belong in the same sentence.
No, it sounds very wrong. Meat cookies.
That's what Dr. Bright said to make was these meat cookies.
It's like Dave Jones on Fridays, because he does the show during his lunch hour. Podcasting 2.0, he drinks a beef milkshake.
Oh.
Also, does not sound, I'm like, that sounds like the most, he says, no, as he's slurping. It's great. It sounds like the most disgusting thing in the world.
Is it cold?
I don't even want to know.
Oh.
I think it is, yeah, a beef milkshake.
Ooh, cold beef?
I don't
congealed fat?
I don't know. I don't need to know.
Well, I'll let you taste the meat cookies if they come
out. Oh, I'm looking forward to your meat cookies.
It'd probably be like beef jerky.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like beef jerky.
Yeah.
And then finally, 500 Satoshis from Sakai the Horse. And we thank all of you for supporting us here on Vineyard Nation, Curry and the Keeper. Your time, talent, treasure, all of it is appreciated. Go to curryandthekeeper.com. Now with, I think, chapters show up on curryandthekeeper.com. You know, that page is expanding. We're getting all kinds of new stuff. And you can donate through PayPal. But we love it if you get a modern podcast app. If you've never worked with Satoshis, get the Fountain app. You can listen to all your podcasts. You earn sats and you can send them to us. Or just become a part of the new revolution. Get any other modern podcast app. They're fun to use, and you're supporting a whole independent ecosystem.
Maybe we're losing our spark. That's why nobody's donating.
No, it's January. And
people aren't listening.
Maybe people are listening. Maybe
you're just not funny anymore.
They just don't think you're valuable. I mean, really? Is that what you want me to say?
You know what? It's time for the question of the week.
Well, since you didn't like mine, since I completely flopped, I hope you have a good one lined up.
I have a good one.
You got a good one? Good. Maybe I'll participate in your question. Here we go. Question of the week time,
everybody.
What
was the question last week? I forgot.
You just complained about the vacation.
No,
you
that like, was the question before. That was.
Oh, that was a book. Book or movie? Book. As a kid. Favorite book.
Oh, yeah. I said I never read books. We couldn't afford them.
Another great question of the week.
We couldn't afford them
because
we were poor.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes. All right.
Okay. You ready?
And you ate wood. And you
no, didn't have fried candy. Eggs. Fried eggs.
Fried eggs and wood chips. Yes. Okay. I got you.
And I wore holy socks. Okay. Mm-hmm. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Which fictional character would be the most fun to have as a friend? Could be fictional in a book, in a television program, anything.
Which fictional character
would be the most fun to have as a friend?
There's only one for me.
Who?
Willy Wonka.
Oh,
I love Willy Wonka. I thought Willy Wonka would be a cool dude to hang out with. He's an inventor. Now, only that would be the Gene Wilder Willy Wonka. Sorry, yes. Sorry, Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
That to me is, I always like, Charlie and the Chocolate. I just want, if only it could be Charlie. That would have been great. With Grandpa
Joe.
You
eat all the chocolate.
No, I love the inventions. He had all those machines, and then, you know, he had the gobstopper that never lost its taste, and just all these great inventions. I loved inventors.
So you would like to be friends with
I would like Willy to be Wonka. Friends with Willy Wonka. Nice. How about you, Tina?
Well, I would like to be friends with Michael Scott from The Office.
Oh. Really?
Yes. He would be so funny.
That, you know, you should have made me guess what your fictional character friend would be. Really?
Yeah, I would like that.
You'd have to deal with Dwight all day long. You'd have to be telling him to shut up and get out of the way.
I thought of that, and then I thought, well, you know, Rachel on Friends would be a good fun friend to have. But I was like, Michael Scott would crack me up all the time. Yeah.
You never you cease to amaze me,
you
darling.
Would never guess that one,
no,
would you?
No, you never cease to amaze me.
I know. That's all I got, babe.
That's all I got, too. Well, you know what? It's 10 o'clock. It is officially your bedtime, so I'm going to call it. We didn't do too bad.
No.
About an hour and 5 minutes. Yeah. There's something I need to say.
Yeah.
I love you so much. Aww. I really do.
And you know what? Thank you.
I pray for you. I pray for you to be lifted up and for your healing. I know. It's tough. It sucks. And that's when you're not 100%, I'm 50%.
Yeah. Thank you. So. I know. I thank you for supporting
my courage.
Me. No, thank you for supporting me. And I know you want your wife back, you know.
I have my wife. I all I can do is pray. I have no magic powers other than that.
I love you too.
Can I be your Michael Scott?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll see you next week.
I'll be here. Join me.
I'll be here.
I love you, darling.
I love you too, baby.
See you next week, everybody.
Lovely.
In the evening, Curry and the Keeper.